You're tuned to the Texas Standard on this Monday, November 6th, 2017. I'm David Brown. In a moment, what we know about the shooting and how it unfolded yesterday, what we know about the shooter, what this means for all of us. But first, how people are trying to comfort each other in Sutherland Springs. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies was at a vigil last night.
May the Lord give us peace.
Yes.
Comfort.
Hours after the prayers of Sutherland Springs First Baptist Church were cut off by gunfire, members of the community gathered by candlelight. They wanted to complete those interrupted prayers and find strength and answers in their faith.
Father God, we ask that you heal our broken hearts.
Yes.
The vigil was held across the two-lane Highway 87 from the church that is now an active crime scene. Sutherland Springs is an unincorporated town of 643 people. It's a place where everyone knows one another. Alda Dalton lives down the street from the church. It was the arrival of the helicopter ambulances that alerted her that something terrible had happened. She soon found out that one of her good friends was killed.
Unfortunately, she had two young children, and now they don't have a mom.
She came to the vigil to offer her prayers.
To celebrate the lives that went home forever today, and to hope and pray for the ones that are still in surgery. I still have loved ones in surgery.
Like many attending the vigil, Joyce Emily stood holding a candle with tears streaming down her cheeks. She said she was familiar with the church and its members.
Actually, we used to go to this church till God led us in a different direction. So,
okay. What was that church like?
It was very family oriented, and when you walked in, you knew where you were loved.
Pastor Stephen Curry of the nearby Lavernia United Methodist Church told the crowd not to let the actions of this one man with a gun change who they are.
Who are we going to be tomorrow? We are going to be the people of Texas.
Amen.
The people of Sutherland Springs.
Amen.
The people of First Baptist Church.
Amen.
We are going to be God's people.
Yes.
We are going to be servants of the King.
Amen.
And we are going to show compassion where compassion needs to be shown. We will mourn the dead. We will lift up the families who are hurting. We will offer them what we can.
But I asked Curry if after today's shooting, if he's going to be making changes to the security at his own church.
We can't make our churches fortresses. They're supposed to be open for people to come in and worship. We have people in our church that in our congregation, we do have officers who worship in our congregation. And we will listen to their advice and their instruction as to how they feel we can best deal with this as far as safety. But the doors of the church are to be open as a place of prayer for all people.
Despite the pleas to the community not to be darkened by the actions of this killer, it's hard to imagine that that is possible. One resident told me that it was this remote, rural location that had helped them feel safe from this national plague of senseless violence. But now they understand that in today's America, these tragic mass shootings can happen anywhere. In Sutherland Springs, Texas, David Martin Davies reporting for the Texas Standard.